Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm so glad you're tuning in. I trust that you're being blessed by these podcasts. I frankly am amazed at how many people all over the world listen to this podcast. It's really humbling to know, but it's amazing that that people are listening. And I run across people all the time, and when I'm traveling and ministering, who talk about the podcast, and it's a blessing to them. And that's what makes it a blessing to me, because it's a blessing to you. So I want to share something with you today that, and I'm going to probably maybe talk about this for a couple of weeks, but we're in the midst of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Easter just passed, and we are celebrating that resurrection season and that resurrection time. And so I had some things I just wanted to share with you about the resurrection, because one of the greatest resurrection stories is Jesus coming to Peter to restore him after his failure. He came to him after the resurrection and restored him. And I think sometimes as leaders, when we disappoint the Lord or we don't do what we're supposed to do, we fail, that we realize, we think, well, it's over. Well, there's no more opportunity for me. You know, I failed what the Lord wanted, or maybe you failed in ministry, or maybe you did something that disqualified you for a season from ministry. But I've got good news for you. Jesus still loves you. Jesus still wants to work in your life. And he portrayed it so beautifully in the life of Peter and how he lived. Peter was a dynamic follower of Jesus. You remember, he's the one who dared to walk on the water. You know, a lot of people criticize Peter for his doubt and unbelief, but hey, he was the only one that got out of the boat. At least he gave it a shot. And, you know, I think in a way that the Lord was really blessed by that, even though he had to save him and put him back in the boat. At least Peter gave it a shot, and he wanted to do something and to be with Jesus. So Peter was a very unusual person. He probably made every mistake that most ministers make, almost, other than infidelity. You know, I mean, as far as walking with Jesus, he did, you know, he did some wild things. When Jesus was teaching the disciples about servantship and wanting to serve, you know, and Jesus was washing their feet, Peter, you know, wanted to be the great spiritual one, you know, and say, hey, I'm not going to let you wash my feet. You can't do that. You're the Son of God. And he overreacted. Then when Jesus said, well, if I don't wash your feet, you're not mine. Of course, Peter, typically of what Peter would do, overreacted and said, Lord, don't just wash my feet, but wash all of me. And, you know, I think sometimes we do that. Sometimes we overreact to ministry things, and the Lord's just trying to show us one little thing. You don't change your whole ministry just because the Lord shows you one thing. But I see so many times ministers overreact, and they try to do more because they feel like the Lord showed them one thing and they want to correct everything, or they want to do more. And sometimes it'll cause you problems because you overreact. And Jesus said, no, Peter, you know, it's just your feet I need to wash, nothing else. So don't get all in a huff about it. But this is a great picture of how Jesus will interact with you if you've made mistakes, or if you failed, or you haven't been what you really should be. This can give you a real picture of how, as a leader, you can keep going with the Lord. And don't get so bound up by, well, I screwed up, or well, I made mistakes. Listen, if God loved Peter so much that he was able to restore him, even though he denied him at his darkest hour, I'm sure, completely sure, have all confidence in the fact that the Lord will work with you and help you in your great mistakes. Because I have made some doozies in my life, I'm telling you. But yet God still worked with me. God still loved me. God still carried me through to the next place in my life. And, you know, sometimes when you look at Peter's life, it's like, you know, people make overboard promises to the Lord you can't keep. And then you get in guilt and condemnation and failure because you didn't do what you, Lord, I'm going to do this for you. Lord, I'm going to do this. Lord, I'm going to be this and I'm going to be this. And then you fail and you live in condemnation. Well, you know, you've got to remember that there are a lot of times that Peter came short of what he thought the Lord expected from him. And he didn't do everything right, and many things he did wrong. But isn't it amazing that God still loved him, still cared for him, still was willing to work in his life and didn't discount him from ministry, didn't disqualify him because, you know, well, you know, you were so bad, Peter, you screwed up here, you screwed up there. God still was willing to work with him. And so don't ever get discouraged and think, well, you know I've disappointed the Lord. Well, I hadn't done what I knew I was supposed to do. Well, join the club. And I'll just tell you the truth. Any minister of the gospel is going to tell you the same thing. They have failed. If they don't tell you they have failed, then there's something seriously wrong with them, because I tell you right now, we've all made mistakes. We've all failed. And we need to realize that and understand that. So what I want to do is I want to share with you on this podcast, and we probably carried over to another one as well, is I want to give you some things that will help you get back where you need to be in relationship to Peter's life. Because if you can identify and say, you know what? You know, I wasn't as bad as Peter was. Well, you know what? If that's the case, you're in good shape, because you're in a place where Jesus can work in your life. And so there were some things that the Lord showed me out of this that I think will help you to understand how you can go forward even when you failed, even when you haven't done what was expected, even when there were shortcomings in your life. And so the first thing that I want to talk to you about is this. Sometimes you need a revelation, and the only way to get it is for Jesus to give you a revelation of your need for him. You know, I know sometimes as ministers, and that may sound a little strange, but there are times when you and I are in situations where we're trying to do it ourselves. Even though we call ourselves gospel ministers, we're trying to do it ourselves and to do our work in the ministry. And sometimes you can lose sight of that revelation. Why am I doing this? Who am I doing this for? And so when you get that revelation, you understand that, it will change you and make you see yourself the way Jesus sees you. And it's a humbling experience. I've had it more than once in my life, where I'm struggling in ministry, I'm trying to get pressed through, I'm trying to see something or do something for the Lord, and all of a sudden, the Lord will give me a revelation of my need just for him, or my understanding of him and how he thinks and what he thinks about certain things. And all of a sudden, it changes my whole perspective. There's an example of this over in Luke chapter 5, where Jesus actually borrowed Peter's boat and was preaching. Then he got in one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he preached to the multitudes. And in verse 4, after he got through speaking, he told Peter, he said, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch." And Peter said to him, "Lord, we've been working and toiling and caught nothing." In other words, you can get to that place where you feel like you're just working, you're toiling, you're struggling to try to get something done, and nothing seems to be working. But then all of a sudden, Jesus comes on the scene, and if you'll just take time to listen to him and to seek him, he can come on the scene for you, and here's all you have to do. You just have to listen to the words that Jesus gives you. And Jesus just simply told him, "Go fish." He said, "I'm going to do this, Jesus, just because you told me to do it." And he caught a net-breaking load of fish. Now, the thing that you need to understand is Peter's revelation was not that he got a boatload of fish. His revelation was, "Lord, I see that I am a sinner. I see that I'm a sinful man, Lord. You've done this for me, and I don't even deserve it. Well, that's what God's grace is all about, is seeing something and knowing that you don't deserve it. But see, you know, a lot of people don't see God's grace. They see the boatload of fish, and they think that's the grace, when really they need to see Jesus in the boatload of fish. And Simon Peter, at that point in his life, saw Jesus. He didn't see the boatload of fish. He saw Jesus. So once you get a revelation, and Jesus will give you that revelation of your need for him. And Peter realized, hey, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm a sinner. I'm in need of a Savior. And here's Jesus. And he provided for me, yes. And this boatload of fish is a demonstration. But he saw past that and saw the Savior. Don't get your eyes on Jesus just meeting your needs. Get your eyes on the need meter, and realize that it's Jesus working in your life. Because I want to tell you something, just like he did for Peter, he will literally give you revelation of your need for him. And I am so glad that he does that in my life and that he helps me so much. My time's gone today. I didn't get very far, but we're going to pick this up. And we're going to do another podcast and talk some more about leadership in reference to Jesus. Because listen, if you're not doing it for Jesus and you're doing it as a job or you're doing it just to be successful, you're missing out on what the wonderful life Jesus has for you. And Peter almost missed it, but he didn't, because God restored him. So we're going to get back to this on the next podcast. Thanks for listening today. God bless you. We look forward to our next time together.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.